Welcome once again to Northeastern Wisconsin's all business talk show on the radio. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, and we'll be talking biz right here on Biz Talk every Saturday morning at around 9 a.m. We come at you right at the speed of sound. And if you've listened to the show before, then you have an idea what we're talking about. We are really trying to reach out to small business people, non-business people, people that are sitting on the couch thinking about jumping into a business, people that have been in a business, maybe startups, or people that have been in a business for a very long time and feel that there's still more they could learn. And that's what we talk about right here. We talk about survival tips. We talk empowerment strategies. We talk startup advice, marketing tips, accounting and tax tips. We talk about sales techniques, cash flow management, and the list goes on. And what we bring on the show are business authors, business experts, attorneys, CPAs, bankers, consultants, and hardworking entrepreneurs like yourselves. That's who we talk to on the radio, and a lot of the information that you impart through this radio show helps other people that are wanting to start or build or grow their own business. So once again, the show quickly is brought to you by the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Just to give you a little recap of who SCORE is and what they do, SCORE, known now as Counselors to America's Small Business, was formed back in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to entrepreneur education and the formation, growth, and success of small business nationwide. Right now, we've got more than 14,000 volunteer members all across the country, people that counsel, mentor, put on business workshops. And it's all for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. And the association is headquartered in Washington, D.C. There's 364 chapters all across the country. The one here in the Fox Cities, the Fox City SCORE chapter, has been here for 25-plus years, I want to say. And we're headquartered in the Chamber of Commerce building. So anybody that wants to request a counseling session and get with a SCORE counselor, it's absolutely free of charge to meet with SCORE. You can contact us. Just go to scorefoxcities.com. Fill out a very short little brief questionnaire and then submit it. And one of the SCORE counselors will be contacting you probably within a few days. So that's that. Why don't we take a Robbie Johnson is keeping us honest this morning. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll be back. We got a great show this morning. We're going to talk to inventors all over the Fox Valley this morning. So you're right here on the Business Talk Radio Network, News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
All right, we are back. We are talking biz right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, and we're back on the air talking business this morning. Quickly want to tell you, just put a plug in for our sponsors because they're the ones that keep the show on the air. For those of you who've been listening, Associated Bank has been with us a long time. They are a full-service bank, but their strong suit is Small Business Administration Lending, SBA, really putting money out there into the business community and helping entrepreneurs build, grow, and start up that business. They are still the number one SBA lender in the state of Wisconsin. Associated Bank, we like to mention them, honor them, and also the Venture Center. Our guest this morning will be part of the Venture Center. We'll be getting to that in just a couple of minutes. The Venture Center is at the Fox Valley Technical College, headed up by Amy Peach and her staff there, and they are an organization that reaches out to the entrepreneurial community here in Wisconsin. They put on e-seed programs, absolutely turning out very, very disciplined business owners that last. They stay in business. They write their business plan. Great program. You'll be hearing the ads a little bit later this morning. Albertson Hailing is an accounting firm that visited with us last week. Kurt Hailing was on. Absolutely state-of-the-art for reaching out to the small business people. And if you want to make an appointment with Albertson Hailing, spend about an hour. If you're starting a business, you really need a good accountant. Along with that good accountant, you need a good lawyer and Epiphany Law. Kevin Eisman and his staff out there only specialize in business law. They don't go out and do divorce. They don't go out and do personal injury and all the other things. Strictly business. And the Business News has been one of our longtime sponsors. We do a trade-out arrangement with Business News, and what a bang for the buck. If you're going to start a business, you really want to build leads and information. So it's an $18 a year subscription. That's a good bang for the buck. And with that, and of course I mentioned the SCORE chapter and Venture Center. With that, I want to make a quick announcement because something's coming up here this week that people really may want to know about, especially here in the Valley. There's an estimated 27.2 million small businesses in the United States, and we at the SCORE chapter here recognize the value small business owners bring to this community. And the Small Business Week will be May 23rd through May 29, 2010. It's a National Small Business Week, and we ask you to join us at the SCORE chapter, Counselors to America's Small Business, in saluting the men and women who own small businesses right here in Appleton in the Fox Valley. If you're thinking about opening a small business, or if you own one and face new challenges, you can get confidential and free business advice by calling SCORE. Our local chapter can be called here at 734-7101 for an appointment, or visit foxcityscore.com at the website and fill out a very small, very simple questionnaire and just shoot it in to us and we'll contact you and we'll get a counseling session set up. So if you'd like to give us a call this morning, if you're out there, you want to give us a call, I'm giving away a book, but you got to come on the air with us. A book is called Speaking of Success. The authors are Ken Blanchard, wrote The 1 Minute Manager. Jack Canfield wrote a bestseller called Chicken Soup for the Soul. Patricia Clayson is a nationally known speaker and trainer. And Dr. Stephen Covey wrote the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, all in this book called Speaking of Success. World-class experts will share their secrets. And I'll be glad to get a copy of this absolutely free if you'll give us a call. The number to call us at is 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, it's 866-887-1150. All right, with that said, I think I'm going to get to our guests. We got a good show this morning, Robbie. There's some good stuff to be learned. If somebody out there has got an idea or got something that they think would make a good product or something that's missing in the world, you may want to listen up because we're going to be talking to the people from the Fab Lab here at the Venture Center. at the Fox Valley Technical College. This is a, and I'll let them tell you the origin of the Fab Lab, but you've heard us talk about it here on the radio. And it's a great place to go if you're developing, working on something, then you think this is going to be the next big breakthrough, and you really want to seek out professional guidance and advice and direction. Well, the Fab Lab is a place to go. And we got two, Jim Genesi is on the phone. Jim, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Jim, is the your job is the development manager of the Fab Lab. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and we got Herb Getz here in the studio, and Herb will be on in just a few minutes, but I wanted to start out with you, Jim, because just to get a little bit of background on the Fab Lab and how it's, what it's all about. Maybe you can just kind of enlighten us here this morning.
Sure, I'd be happy to, yeah. Jim, and we appreciate the privilege of being on your show. The Fox Valley Tech MIT Fab Lab was launched in 2007. Fox Valley Tech is always looking for partnerships and collaborations, and we discovered a research project that was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
I made a visit in 2006, and we quickly built a relationship with the Center for Bits and Atoms.
Mm-hmm.
That's headed up by Dr. Neil Gershenfeld and his team.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
They came up with this idea or model of a Fab Lab, which, as you can tell, is short for Fabrication Laboratory. But basically what they do is take a group of industrial-grade fabrication equipment and they integrate it all in a digital manner. And for us non-MIT types, what this means is that every piece of fabrication equipment looks like a printer. So it eliminates a lot of the complexity and technicalities. Put the resources together, the Manufacturing Technologies Division, our executive sponsor, Jerry Eiler, mm-hmm. helped us get a Fab Lab on the air in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of the first outside of MIT and 17th of now 40 in the world. And this really is, Jim, a global movement. You know, we have a video conference bridge, as all the Fab Labs in the world do. So we're in daily contact with people around the world, and it helps us, you know, bring global, you know, intellectual property and resources to the new north.
Gotcha. Now, how would somebody go about, let's say somebody listening out there maybe has an idea for something, would they necessarily be a candidate for the Fab Lab, or is there a certain level of that they might be at before they would use the Fab Lab services?
But we serve a lot of stakeholders. Yeah. You know, we have... As a little more background, we have a lot of internal stakeholders, certainly students and staff. Our external stakeholders could be entrepreneurs, primarily inventors, but we also have displaced workers who are coming and using it. Because everything's digital, you know, people can relate to the idea that they have printers, copiers, scanners in their home, and it's all in one unit.
Mm-hmm.
And MIT is actually even piloting personal fabricators that can be in the home. And so there's a real strong ease of use, whether it be somebody that has some expertise or even you know, middle school kids, they very quickly can come in the Fab Lab and be productive. And as part of our vision, we just thought all these capabilities would be very helpful. We really started targeting the inventors in the Fox Valley.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did this partnership that with MIT, I'm talking about Massachusetts Institute of Technology, right, the well-known... very sophisticated think tank of how did that come about, the partnership here with the Fox Valley Tech?
Yes, it is. It's the MIT, and we get asked that question a lot, why Fox Valley Tech and MIT?
Mm-hmm.
I guess because Fox Valley has a strong reputation, it has a lot of industry background and affiliations, you know, the team we put together seemed to really hit it off with the Center for Bits and Atoms. And Sherry Lassiter is their global program manager. So we, just over time, you know, were able to hold up our end of the bargain. And in fact, Fox Valley Tech has started mentoring other Fab Labs around the country, which has strengthened our MIT partnership.
Sure, yeah.
We helped organize the United States Fab Lab Network, which is now 24 Fab Labs, another 24 coming online. They were all here in November, so it's just something that started happening and keeps building.
And this is the only one here in Wisconsin, right?
Right. There is one now at UW-Stout, who's one of our partners. And So besides the vendors, we also do a lot of community outreach now with our Fab Lab capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's a program that promotes entrepreneurism. Maybe somebody's got a product or something, not in business, but they've got an idea or they've got something that they want to explore that maybe could be a business for them. Is that something they would come to you with?
Exactly. Yeah. What we first understood the MIT Fab Lab model, we thought it could help with some of the technical development for inventors. In the research we did, we discovered inventors had to integrate so many different resources, and inventors and entrepreneurs may or may not be in the same body.
Yeah.
So we started to put initially some of our Fox Valley instructors helped us do some of the technical reviews. Over time, we've developed some processes, brought on some industry experts, some adjuncts like Herb Goetz and Mark Payne, sure, our product developer. Mm-hmm. But it's led after 3 years, Jim, now. We are now been a part of 5 patents that have been granted. There's 2 more being applied for, and we have 4 more in the works. We've touched over 300 inventors over the last few years, and really optimistic some small businesses will get spawned from this.
Is there anything out there, any product, anything we should know about that maybe it came out of this Fab Lab that people might be acquainted with or know about?
I'm going to let Herb speak to that, but one thing I want to mention is that we waive the rights to these patents. We have to be named because we contribute significantly to it. But we hope our successful inventors will contribute to our scholarship fund for hardship fund for inventors.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Herb can kind of take you through some of our major offerings and give you some examples of the kinds of vendors we're working with.
Sure. Okay, I want to quickly throw out the phone number in case somebody's listening this morning. You want to give us a call right here at 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're outside of Appleton, call us at the TDS Metrocom toll-free line. That's 866-887-1150. And if you give us a call, we'll get your address. We can send you out a copy of. We'll take that off the air and sending you a copy of the Speaking of Success. Sitting in the studio with me this morning is Herb Goetz. And good morning, Herb.
Good morning.
Yeah. Now you know, interesting. I come to find out as when you came in the studio this morning, when we used to do the show at 7 a.m., you were one of the callers.
That's right.
that called in the show and somehow we put you together with the Fab Lab. I think it was at the very beginning of the Fab Lab. And now you're on the staff over there, huh?
Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah, it is. See what happens? It all starts a little seed, and bam, next thing you know. Now, what's your position over there?
I'm the industrial designer.
Okay, all right. So.
And so basically what I do is I handle product development for mm-hmm. inventors that come through and are struggling to commercialize their product or even begin the development of it. Even sometimes it comes in as an idea and nothing is even on paper yet.
Sure,
so we field all comers from basically concept to people that have come in with a more fully developed idea as well.
Well, you were talking before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about maybe there's a small manufacturing company here in the Fox Cities that's been doing something and they feel there's got to be a more efficient way of doing it, you know, a better way of doing it. So they come up with some idea, they come to you and say, hey, here's a germ of an idea. Is this workable? And is that and maybe lay it on your table, then you'll work with them to help develop that idea?
That's right, Jim. Actually, the majority of our clients are people that you just described. They, they're tradespeople, they're people in industry, and they struggle for years sometimes to try to solve a problem that there just isn't a specific kind of tool for.
Sure.
So what they do is they put their creativity to work and they try to develop something that addresses a very specific need. Mm-hmm. And then they come to the Fab Lab and we assist them in the development of that idea. So mm-hmm. a lot of our inventors that we deal with are industry people that are addressing a niche or a specific sure. need type of product.
Right. Now, would you at the Fab Lab or the Fox Valley Tech would go out into the business community and maybe contact going through people's plants and looking at their operations and saying maybe there's an easier way to do what you're doing, a more efficient way to cut costs?
Well, that's a really good approach, and I think there are some product development companies and developers that do that, but we're so busy right now with inventors that have found us they really, we just don't have the time to make that kind of external effort.
Right, right. So you're getting a pretty good flow of people coming to you, knocking at the door, saying, "Hey, I got something here."
We're very busy. Yeah. We're very busy. We do a little bit of outreach. We attend inventor meetings down in Milwaukee. We've uh-huh. attended them here in Appleton and even up to Green Bay.
Right.
So
right.
Jim and I have. Have co-presented the Fab Lab's message and have generated a lot of interest to these inventor groups that, you know, are struggling to find an organization that will help them develop their idea. Apparently, sure. there aren't that many out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe somebody listening this morning has got something going on and they'd like to share it with us. Now, one of the things I find with inventors, and I've worked with them over the years, I used to be on the staff down at Florida Atlantic University, and I think I mentioned to you, we were tied in with the University of Florida, the Gainesville, the Gators, the Florida Gator school, and that's where Gatorade was developed.
Right.
And it was also the founder of, or the person that developed kitty litter. I don't know the gentleman's name, but I know he was on the. He actually was on the board of directors there with it. And then the gentleman that did the barcode. So they came up with some pretty innovative things came out of that think tank. And so I have a little bit of background, but one thing I've found out with inventors, they're a little bit standoffish about sharing. They don't want to get their ideas stolen. Do you run into that where they're very protective of?
We run into that all the time. I think typically that is one of the first topics that comes up when we sit down to have our initial technical review with the inventors is, yeah. well, how am I going to be assured that my idea is safe to talk about with okay. the Fab Lab and that it somehow isn't going to wind up on the shelves, you know, a year from now? So being very sensitive to that need, the Fab Lab has developed our own set of policies and procedures, and we specifically addressed the confidentiality issue. Some people might know it as a non-disclosure agreement or yeah. a secrecy agreement, but we have developed our own in-house policy. And once the inventor has been made aware that we've, you know, specifically addressed this mm-hmm. issue and we share our confidentiality agreement, it's an informal agreement. It's more of an in-house policy,
right.
then they understand that it's okay to go ahead and work with us and talk about their idea with us.
Mm-hmm. Robbie, how are we doing on time? We may have to take a break. This is an interesting show this morning. We're talking with the Fab Lab at the Fox Valley Technical College. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network, News Talk 1150 WHBY. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Back talking biz. Sounds like Rosetti and Wiggly in that on the bumper music. Anyway, we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk this morning, and we're so glad you joined us. If you want to give us a call, the number at 281-1150 in Appleton, and if you're outside of Appleton, it's 866-887-1150. I did want to mention, if you're listening to Biz Talk, been a regular listener, we invite you to go to the website, because we put a site out there. And it's biztalkwithscore.com, biztalkwithscore.com. You'll be able to listen to any of these shows that we do on there. If you missed a show and you want to listen to it, you can go to the archives, and all the shows are there going back to 2009. And we try to label them, put them out there, and there may be something of particular interest that you didn't hear that you'd like to listen to. So I invite you to go to that website. And my guest this morning, I'm talking to Jim Genesi, who is the development manager for an organization here in the Fox Valley, part of the Fox Valley Technical College, called the Fab Lab. And also Herb Getz is an industrial designer. He is in the studio this morning. And we left off talking about how the Fab Lab interacts with the community. Jim, I guess you can probably address maybe how the Fab Lab actually supports the community here in the Fox Valley.
Sure, Jim. Yeah. You know, as far as the business community, you know, we try to be very sensitive and complimentary to their interests. And so we've engaged a number of selected partners to help us serve the inventors. Mm-hmm. You know, we have SMT Inc., Surface Mounted Technologies, who is very strong in electronics.
Sure.
Their team has been very helpful to a number of our inventors. Fused Innovation is another company that has very advanced technology and expertise. And so, you know, wherever possible, we try to do a warm handoff and referral from our initial development to businesses in the area. Last year, we had over $80,000 of economic impact by doing these handoffs to patent agents, to all kinds of providers.
Right.
And then I guess the other thing is the small businesses we're hoping will spawn from this need to have highly skilled workers. So we have a very strong community outreach program, especially to young learners. So, you know, we have Tesla Engineering Charter School, Fox River Academy. We even have the MIT Mobile Fab Lab in our district for the next couple months.
Yeah,
doing
that's been around.
Doing workshops to try to just get more interest in all these areas of science and technology careers.
Yeah, that mobile lab, does that circulate around the United States, visiting all the different locations?
Yeah, it's helped spawn the initial Fab Labs. We've had it for several months. It was at our Appleton campus. It went down to Oshkosh, where the Origin Group has sponsored a number of community outreach.
Sure.
And next week it goes to the Hortonville School District. The Hortonville School District is just outstanding in terms of industry support. The staff and instructors are very excited about this opportunity. And so it'll be there for several weeks, generating a lot of interest and hopefully, you know, spawning some future Fox Valley Tech students.
Okay. Well, one of the things I wanted to mention or bring up here, and we talked a little bit on the break about things like intellectual properties and patents and that type of thing. And I think we said that the Fab Lab may be a one-stop shop for somebody that doesn't know where to go, has this idea, has this, you know, it has laid it out on paper, maybe even laid out a blueprint of it, but doesn't know where to take it from. So they can come to you, walk, and you'll kind of guide them through the entire process. Is that right?
That's exactly right. We've done a number of learning pilots, and we've built a methodology that will take people where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Herb can elaborate more and tell you more specific offerings we've built, especially our feasibility prototyping capabilities.
Sure. Herb, well, I want to bring you in on this one.
One finer point on the patents is, you know, we suspected early on in the development of the Fab Lab that there were going to be inventors that, that wanted to pursue intellectual property or patent protection. So we kind of educated ourselves on how the Fab Lab would participate or not participate in as we've determined that the Fab Lab and the Fox Valley Technical College decided that it would be in the best interest of the inventor if we just relinquished all of the rights that that we could legally claim in helping develop these inventions back to the inventor. And just to elaborate on that point just a tiny bit, by United States and patent and trademark law, whoever helps to develop the patent or the product that's being named on the patent, they have to be you know, named on the patent.
Sure.
So
yeah.
So just to be aware, sometimes the inventors are surprised to hear that you know, the Fab Lab's development team will have to be named on the patent.
Mm-hmm.
But we, like I said, we have a policy of signing over our rights back to the inventor, so they are in full control of their patent.
So you're not going to really profit in any way from the development of the product. You're going to
Not directly, but we always say that you know, most inventors are very acutely aware of the struggle, the financial struggle, you know, to develop a product, especially in its early stages, that we always make them aware that we have a nonprofit 501c3 that they can donate to if their product starts to make them a gazillion dollars.
Right. Is there a fee associated with the services that you're performing for people or providing for
There is a fee, and it's on a case by case basis.
Okay.
So it kind of really depends on what level you want your idea developed to.
Right.
For example, if you want to, and we have been managing the full development from idea all the way into retail manufacturing injection molds, but we also handled you know, simple things like a virtual prototype. Now, a virtual prototype doesn't even necessarily come with a part that you can hold. It's more like a computer animation, but it's a very, very realistic representation of what their invention would be. And it's a very powerful sales and marketing tool that they can then take to trade shows and even mail out to manufacturers that might be interested in manufacturing or even licensing their idea.
That always used to be a problem. Somebody would go to a manufacturer and say, hey, I want to make a prototype of this, and I only need one or a half a dozen. And the manufacturers say, well, we can't do anything that small of a production run. We gotta, but this way they can do it through virtual.
Yeah, and the virtual prototype has been very successful to our inventors. We have several success stories that our clients could share with you about how they showed up to a trade show with their virtual prototype and generated the interest of manufacturers who then encouraged them, based on what they saw with the animation and the virtual prototype, to go ahead then and make the investment into developing a real actual working prototype so that they could continue their relationship to develop even a licensing or even a complete buyout.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very powerful tools, a very inexpensive way to get your foot in the door, as it were.
Now, what if, you know, will you assist even in getting the invention into production if it needs, I mean, finding sources? You mentioned earlier a lot of resources are there.
Yeah, we have. We have an ever-expanding network of resources from legal to manufacturing. We even have professional coaches that will help you plan your business strategy and write your business plan. That includes, of course, the Venture Center, but we've branched out even further from that, industry experts that basically can cover the entire gamut for you. So we've kind of become the hub for inventors to come to, and I don't believe to date that we have said to an inventor that we're finished and, you know, you'll have to figure out what to do next on your own. We've always been able to
ongoing relationship,
ongoing support, and hold their hand through the entire process.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, we're going to hold the thought because we're going to take a short break. We're talking biz right here on the Business Talk Radio Network this morning. You're on News Talk 1150 WHBY. This is our last break, so stay with us because we're coming right back talking biz.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
So I'll sing you to sleep after the loving. I just brush back the hair from your.
Okay, we are back here on Biz Talk. We're talking business this morning. My guest is Jim Janisi is on the phone. He is the development manager of the Fab Lab, Fabrication Laboratories. And Herb Goetz is sitting here in the studio. Herb is an industrial designer that works with the Fab Lab. And we are talking all about development, inventions, network for your invention, a startup place. Jim, why don't we give out a phone number and a website so people can contact the Fab Lab or at least get information off your website before we go too much further?
Sure. The website after the triple W is fbtc.edu/Fab Lab, all one word. Inventors can contact Herb at 920-993-5177. Or his email is goetz@fbtc.edu. And the starting point for inventors is to receive an inventor's package or kit. Mm-hmm. And that gives us a lot of information, helps us teach inventors the preparation.
Sure.
And
sure.
You can get that through an email to Herb or our website. If any other businesses or community outreach people want to connect with me, my number is 920 996-2874. Mm-hmm. But those are the ways you can connect with the Fab Lab, and we'll be delighted to help anybody.
And if somebody goes to the site, they fill out information, you'll actually look at that before, and then you'll make the contact. They make the contact to you. How does it work?
Well, typically, typically what happens is because my number was the one that was given out, people will call me. But we've also do a couple free explore the Fab Lab sessions where you can come and learn what the Fab Lab's about. We've made some contacts there, and then very briefly we will ask you to complete this very simple profile. Mm-hmm. And then our team will review it. Then we'll have a meeting with you to discover or to decide whether or not we'll be able to help you.
Yeah. Just a quick thing. We talked a little bit about feasibility prototypes. Somebody brings you something. I mean, they don't know for sure whether or not this thing is already out there somewhere that they just don't know about. And you're able to track that down for them, aren't you?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. Feasibility prototypes are probably one of our more popular deliverables or offerings that the inventors are asking for, because although the virtual prototype is nice, the feasibility prototype mm-hmm. allows you to put something in your hands. Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said about holding something and see how it works. And I love doing feasibility prototypes because we have some really amazing technology that can generate prototypes with such precision. Mm-hmm. Just to give you a real brief example, if you were to make a chain with a computer program, mm-hmm. our printer, it's a three-dimensional printer or a 3D printer, could print this chain out and it would come out of the printer fully functional with no assembly. Mm-hmm. It's that precise. So we can make our feasibility prototypes with such precision that if there's working parts, we just print it out literally as one part.
And Jim, I wanted to come back to you just for a second here, because we talked about venture capital. I want to get that in a little bit, meaning that maybe there is a possibility of some funding finding its way into a new product or a development. How does that interact?
Yes, besides our partnership network, because of our partnership with MIT, MIT has formed a Fab company, and part of that is the Fab Fund, where venture capitalists have started an independent organization. Mm-hmm. They want to build a micro VC model, so they're funding some businesses in India, some small businesses.
Right.
In the United States, they're funding a first product to be licensed, because not every invention gets patented. So they're investing $75,000 into something that approximates a new kind of a Lego kit.
Okay.
But they think the product has potential. You know, we see over time that we'll be nominating some of our inventors and hopefully tapping into some of that funding and especially the expertise behind it.
Jim, I got to thank you and Herb for being our guest this morning. Quickly, let's give out the website again. It's Fox, FVTC.edu, education/FabLab, right?
That's correct.
And the number is 993-5177 here in the Fox Valley. That's area code 920. All right, thank you so much, Herb. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
And we'll
thank
be back.
Thank you so much.
Biz Talk is next week, Saturday morning. Tony Bush will be back. We'll be talking biz right here.